Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Who's this guy sitting here?
Oh, welcome to the program.
Who knows?
Look like he's getting skinny. Look at him. Look at all trim and fit.
Good, Randy. Hey, working with you, huh? Let's not get Randy jealous. It's too early.
Oh, no. I know you guys are boys.
You don't know about that morning workout.
Hold on a second. Late night. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, and I know the two of you are now boys. You dumped me for Matt.
No, don't
that's okay.
Do
hold
that.
On. Hold
don't
on.
Don't do that.
So we're going to go to the phone lines. And bring my boy in.
Oh, tag team.
See?
All
yeah.
Right. I'm double tag team.
This guy can take a slap, too.
Oh.
Let's welcome to the program, back to the program, your world slap heavyweight champion, Tim Sylvia. Tim, what's up?
What's going on? Just sat down for lunch for some sushi.
I got a question for you. This is the only legitimate question I will ask and probably have ever asked you. Did you even feel that guy hitting you? Because you didn't even move.
Well, I mean, I felt it, but I mean, I had Andre Arlovski punch me for five rounds. It's nothing compared to that.
Talk about it. I mean, I watched it. I'm like, it was interesting. I saw that you fouled probably on purpose because you said you were going to do that on the show.
I didn't mean to.
Do I?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. I mean, my fouls were stepping. I didn't do any clubbing. Well, I did do two clubs, but it's because of his fault because he flinched. But I really, really trained my butt off so that I wouldn't do any stepping, and I ended up stepping. So I got to work on that one.
And how did this whole thing come down with, I guess now you and Mark are going to
No, absolutely not. We're going to nip that in the bud right now.
Good.
That is not happening. It'll never happen. Mark is just trying to get... maybe he just wants to be back in the limelight or whatever. I don't know. But he will never slap with this organization. Maybe someplace else he might, but he had a heart attack 2 years ago. He's been sober for 2 years, and he's just not built for it. You know, I love the guy. And if he did, it wouldn't be against me because he's heavyweight and I'm super heavy.
Say his name one more time.
You know it, Mark Coleman.
Well, no, you went, Mark.
Yeah, I know. I know what you were doing. I knew exactly what you were doing.
Was it fun? Were you enjoying yourself while you were
doing
this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, like I said, a lot of people have been asking, why am I doing this? I miss competing. And I cannot compete in MMA anymore, but I still have that desire, that urge to just perform in front of people. And I'm a performer, you know, and this gave me the opportunity to do it in front of a crowd and hear the roars and the cheers and the oohs and the ahs and have that adrenaline dump when you, I mean, look, before, you know, when I knock someone out, when you punch someone and they fall down, there's nothing can compete or simulate that except for this. When you slap somebody, a grown-ass man, open-handed, and he falls down, yeah, you got that.
So, Tim, I mean, obviously going into this, you talked about the advantage of your height and how tall you are, and you're not going to lean into it and give them an advantage to have leverage or power.
No.
So, you know, are they talking about bringing in a taller opponent for you next time, like to make it more even, I guess?
Or allow your opponent a step stool?
Hey, it's not my fault people are short. They want to step up and be in this division. That's on their own. It's not my fault they're 6'4".
Phil, you want to get into slap boxing? We got Tim Sylvia. You're 6'6", 306.
Too many people get slept over there.
You love the sport. You follow it.
I do love the sport, and I do follow it, but it's insane. Like, you guys are crazy. There's no way. I'm not getting into that. No.
How long do you plan on doing this? When is your next fight, and do you know who it's going to be?
I signed a 5-fight, 2-year deal. And I'm going to do 5 fights, matches. And I keep calling fights. It's not fights.
Right.
Matches. I'm going to do 5 matches and be done. everything goes right, I'll do it again, and then the third one will be for the belt, and then I'll defend it a couple times, and I'm going to ride off in the sunset and be undefeated and enjoy it. I'm business partners with the organization. You know, that's one of the agreements for me coming in and doing this, bringing them a lot of exposure, and I'm happy about it, man. I love it. I think they do a really good job. They really focus on the fouls and stuff. They're really strict, and that's how guys are being safe and not get hurt.
Yeah. In MMA and combat sports, obviously, you know, you have a fight. It's a couple months, 6 months, 8 months, you know, before the next one. In something like this, could you physically do it again this weekend or next weekend?
Yeah, I could. I mean, he couldn't. Yeah, because he got, you know, knocked out twice. But yeah, I'm not going to though. The next one's probably going to be in June. I don't know. So, and it's going to be in Texas, I believe.
You know, Tim, this isn't really a question, man.
It's just shocking. Coming from you, it's not a question.
It's just more of a statement, man. Like, one, it was cool, you know, to see you on social media, seeing you get that W. But I think your history being the former world champ, like, it lends so much credibility to this sport that's new and upcoming and barbaric in so many ways and, like, you know, so controversial. But having you being involved makes it fun for me. I love it. I love seeing you up there, and I can't wait for you to bring that belt down to Florida, and we'll celebrate it.
Well, you know, that's kind of why we're doing this. It's, this sport is where the MMA was 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was barbaric. People didn't agree with it, and so on. It wasn't safe, and this and that. Well, like, if this organization does it safe, there's other organizations out there that don't. They allow stepping. They allow clubbing. They do coin flips in the back. The competitors don't even see the coin flip. I mean, you kind of do get an advantage if you go first, especially as super heavyweight. I mean, we hit. We have a lot of power. So
speaking of power, I listened to a lot of Dr. Andrew Huberman, neuroscientist from Stanford, and there's actually a technique called palmar cooling where before lifts, they actually cool the palms of their hand. And athletes report 3 to 4 times strength power for, like, pull-ups and endurance, like CrossFit, you know, deadlifts, etc. So do you think that some of those techniques could be applied into this sport? Like, will there be training protocols strictly for slap boxing?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm going to look into it. So if I can ice my hand now before I get up there, somebody's in trouble. None of these guys are athletes. None of these guys lift like I'm doing. I think that's what gives me the advantage of coming into this and doing so well and being very successful in my first match. You know, I took it as a training camp. When I found out I was doing this, I had 8 weeks. I was in the gym. I was lifting. I was doing heavy back, heavy shoulders, heavy chest, and tricep explosions, you know, in a slap motion. So we'll see. I mean, if there's not, we're going to implement it, and people are going to start maybe training after what I do, but they ain't going to catch up to me until after I retired because this could be, you know, I mean, the last thing that goes, they say, is your power. So I'm very fortunate. I've always had a big, steady, strong right hand, so I still can incorporate that in a slap.
It was definitely obvious the other night that your power is still there. It was fun to watch. It was funner to watch, like I said, and you just standing there. You did your thing. He swung at you. You didn't move. You didn't flinch. You didn't even seem like it hit. You know, it's nice to know, I guess it did, but it certainly didn't look like it. So I feel bad for anybody that's going to be going up against you anytime in the near future.
Me too.
There you have it. Tim, as always, great talking to you. Let's meet back up in Vegas here real soon.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Talk to you soon. Tim Sylvia, former UFC heavyweight champion.
Once a champ, always a champ.
And literally, guys, his face, his head, nothing moved. And he slapped, I don't know how else to call it, he slapped like a monster.
Yeah.
It was just smaller. What are you laughing at?
Literally, can we talk about your shorts and your outfit today? Like, I can't get over it. Like, you look great, dude. I wish our guy Steve was.
Am I turning you on?
I'm a little turned on.
Our producer Steve's on break today.
He is. Like, you look great.
I will say this. I'm a follower.
The short combo looks amazing.
I want him a little bit longer. You know, No.
You look phenomenal the way you are. Yeah, I'm into it.
1976 Larry Bird short shirt got on.
Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge. who was the point guard at Utah with Carl Malone?
Stockton.
John Stockton. Stockton. John Stockton, okay, shorts. Yeah. He looks at me like, dude, Utah has a basketball team?
Yeah. Dude, you look great. You look great. And I'm into
that's,
it.
That's a compliment coming from the fashion guy.
Yeah. Well,
you got a clothing company.
And for the record, I paid for these shorts.
Wow.
Dude, you look phenomenal.
What?
I'm very into this. I'm into this Randy Harris look today. That's good. That's good. That's right. Great, guys.
Well, there you have it. Let's go hit our first break of the afternoon.
You hit your head.
And then we're going to...
are you okay?
Aaron Rodgers talking in New York. Draft coming up.
We're number 8.
And a huge shocker coming out of One Buck. Where do you find out when we return? This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is BJ Upton from the Tampa Bay Rays. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Saturday, April 29th, all eyes of the combat sports world are on BKFC 41.
One of the most special nights that we've had here in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
See Platinum Mike Perry throw down with the debuting Luke Rockhold. In the co-main event, Chad Money Mendez returns to fight Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. Also, Christine the Misfit Faria defends her world title against Rowdy Beck Rollins. Plus more Bare Knuckle Fights. Watch it live on pay-per-view. More info at BKFC.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wade Boggs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back at Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Coming up over the next hour and 45 minutes, Brian Kelleher, Julian Arosa, and Haley Cohen all getting back in it in the Octagon this weekend. You've got the Kentucky Derby coming up. You have the draft coming up. But probably the biggest news, shocking news, coming out of One Buccaneer plays. You ready for this?
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers pick up the fifth-year option of Tristan Wirfs.
Shocker.
Whoa.
Shocker.
Is he good?
Is he? I'm going to start cussing on the radio show right now. He's so good. He should have did this a long time ago.
Well, no kidding. I mean, no kidding. You know what else he's good at?
He's a stud.
At the Valspar Celebrity Tournament, he caddied. He played caddy for Blaine Gabbert.
Okay.
He's a stud. He's very, very impressive. He's an impressive young man.
And he's a vocal person about the double-edged sword about winning a championship and then, like, the, you know, keeping that standard in the locker room. Like,
well, he spoke about that this week.
And I think he's the guy to kind of reunite guys in the locker room. I think he's a guy who can lead this team from that side of the ball.
Let me ask you this, Caleb. You know, you haven't been in the Buccaneer locker room in a couple of years, but you're tight with a lot of those guys. Are they still missing that guy? Because I've still said that that team really hasn't had anybody really since Frank Middleton. I mean, a guy who would, again, I'm not there. I don't see a lot of stuff, especially over the last couple of years. Is there that guy in the locker room?
I don't know who Frank Middleton is.
But. Oh, God.
But are they missing that guy? Yes. Yes, they are.
Frank Middleton was that guy.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Offensive lineman left Tampa and went to the Raiders.
And, you know, Tristan Wirfs did speak on his transition from right tackle to left tackle and all that stuff like that. And, again, like I said, I've been very vocal about this. I hope they don't move him over to the left side. I think he's a right tackle. I think that's where he should be. I think that's where they should pay him at. But yeah, they are missing that guy. The Bucs are missing that guy.
So, so I have a question.
Yeah.
So
I got answers.
That's why this is a talk show.
So when you go to school, we have to learn all the presidents. Like starting with Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk. You know, all of them.
You just named a lot of people. Yes, go ahead.
In success.
He doesn't know who any of those people are.
Correct. And they all were offensive linemen for the same team you played for. But shouldn't there be some kind of like history lesson? Like when you first get drafted, you should be like, hey, here's who played for this franchise. Here's who is an alumni. Here's who did your position before you. Shouldn't there be some kind of education?
Why?
Because when questions come up, like, hey, do you know so-and-so? And like, I don't know that.
He doesn't know who it is. He's too young to know. I'm going to answer for
you. I didn't know George Washington, even though you went to basketball with him. Like, whatever. Like, even though you guys are friends. Like, I'm just saying.
No.
Coming across the Delaware and like, you're broadcasting live.
Why would it matter to an active Tampa Bay Buccaneer who yesterday's alumni are?
History of the game.
See, this is the one thing that I need to.
I know it's a job.
It's a job, and that's what I was going to say. All this is a job. It's no different than, do you know who my former co-hosts were? Or in your case, do you know who my former co-hosts? That's something you can relate to.
Do you know who the former pizza shop owner was?
Papa John.
Do you know the former owners of this restaurant? Not the last person.
Yeah.
Because I know you know. You know every owner that owned
There's no way you do.
You don't.
I know
two. And I know you too well because you don't care.
Right.
You don't care who the owner is now.
Exactly.
That's true.
Dude, like it's man, I'm a little lost for words.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I'm a loss of words, and that's rare. But I am at a loss of words.
I don't think they need to. Now, I told this story once. I went up to a guy, and the ironic thing is, as I'm sort of making fun of this player, I realized in the midst of who I was talking to about this said player was his nephew.
Oh.
Okay. Former NFL player. I'm talking about another NFL player who did not know who Marty Lyons was. They both played at Alabama.
Who's Marty Lyons?
Exactly.
He played for the Jets.
All right. Hold on a second.
He played for the Jets.
Hold on a second.
Come on.
But here's why it doesn't matter that you didn't know him. Marty's mural hung above this guy's locker in Alabama. That's what I was laughing at.
I told you this story, and I've said it on this show. I was in a conversation with a kid from Hawaii, and I was like, hey, do you know who he's an offensive center from Hawaii? And I was like, you know who Kevin Mawai is? He goes, who's Kevin Mawai? And I was like, dude, he went to your high school. Like, that's your guy from Hawaii, and he didn't know, and it was crazy.
Well, when I was in college, I was a freshman, and I actually started a national.
He still is a freshman.
I still have eligibility if you guys need me. But I can throw football over a mountain.
While we're on the subject, did you take down the Rays stuff yet?
No.
Because the Rays lost.
It's a good luck charm.
The Rays lost.
Lost one game.
Okay.
Was it the game you went to?
Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, So you're the bad luck.
Unfortunately not.
You're the bad luck guy.
But you said that they weren't going to lose until you took the jersey down, and they lost.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so did you take it down yet?
Not yet. But I got time in between breaks.
Yeah, I would guess so.
But when I was a freshman at college, I started a national fraternity called Sigma Nu Fraternity. It's a national college fraternity.
Sigma Nu Losers.
And, yes. And Bob Barker, game show host, was an alumni. And even though he didn't go to my school, he didn't go to my college, like we studied who were famous alumni of that same fraternal school organization.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I'm just saying, if you're in the NFL, you should know people who are in the NFL who played your position.
I think you should. I think you should know people.
I do, too. Then who's Frank Middleton?
I already said I don't know who that is.
Right, well.
Let's have dinner with Frank. Can you message him?
If you are in the NFL, you should know who came before you. And the fact that guys don't know that, to me, is a shame. It's a shame to me.
Here's my favorite Frank Middleton story. Well, I have two. So one, I used to be sponsored by Culligan Water.
Okay.
And they would give me like truckloads of those 5-gallon jugs.
Yeah.
And then I would take them to $1 and I would hook up a lot of the players.
Okay.
It's a $10 bottle of water, right? So Frank and I went out into the parking lot, the old $1, and we're transferring him from my car to his, and one slipped out of my hand. I almost killed him. it almost hit him in the head. I would have been done covering the bucks. But the coolest thing was Frank then went to the Oakland Raiders.
Almost made a joke, but good.
Yeah, good. So he goes to the Oakland Raiders. The Bucks go out to Oakland to play the Raiders. I'm in the Raiders locker room, and I'm talking to Frank Middleton. And again, we're friends. I mean, we're still friends to this day. Love the guy. So a guy comes over and says, "Is he bothering you? Do you want me to get rid of him?" Take a guess who it was.
Warren Sapp. That's the only Buck turned Raider I know. Well, maybe Gruden.
It was different times, but it was Al Davis.
Oh,
so Al Davis comes and says, "Is he bothering you? Do I need to get rid of him?"
Let's get it on.
That's Al Davis. Al Davis is... the quarterback must go down, and he must go down hard.
Next thing you know, I'm going to be the guy you're saying, "Who do you think said this?" And it's going to be Caleb.
A lot of Tampa Bay Bucks go to Oakland to retire.
Not really. Who?
Gruden.
Frank went, first of all, moron. Gruden came here from Oakland.
Well,
and Philly. You know, he was in Philly before. So, no, he didn't necessarily go there to retire. And he ended up getting ousted in Las Vegas. What about the Oakland A's moving to Las Vegas?
I know I've said this enough today, but you look good today.
Oh, my God.
You look good today.
I got to be honest. I don't know if I want to slide away or closer to you.
You should slide closer. You look amazing today.
Like, at the beginning of the show, he was all butthurt because we work out together. Like, you broke his heart, and you broke my trap bar.
And now I'm giving up.
That's what happens when you put 400 pounds on a bar.
I'm giving him all the compliments. Like, he looks amazing today.
You should come work out with us.
He has thrown you under the bus numerous times for breaking the bar.
He doesn't want that smirk working out with us.
No, he doesn't. That smoke is real.
First of all,
come get it.
Matt barely wants that smirk working out with me.
This sucks because, you know, my ego gets involved and I'm lazy. And I don't want to take the plates off every time.
It's not about you. So
I try to lift what he lifts.
Steve and I flew to Columbia last week or the weekend before or whatever. Yeah. We dropped my car off at Matt's because it was convenient, right? He pretends to be working out at 3:15 in the morning.
Oh, I'm there.
He has crap all over his front yard.
Oh, man. You know how it is.
You can't walk through that garage.
Listen, me and Matt get it.
We get it.
He doesn't want that. Like, we get it in at nighttime. It's crazy.
All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we'll head out to Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, time flies when you have fun. When we come back, we'll head out to Las Vegas as we get ready for another UFC weekend, but a lot of UFC to catch up with. Since Caleb was nice enough to grace us with his appearance today.
We got to talk about Usman.
We're going to do a fashion segment.
All right, let's hit a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son. I went home with the waitress.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're the Coors Light Twins, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back. as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Saturday, April 29th, all eyes of the combat sports world are on BKFC 41.
One of the most special nights that we've had here in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
See Platinum Mike Perry throw down with the debuting Luke Rockhold. In the co-main event, Chad Money Mendez returns to fight Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. Also, Christine the Misfit Faria defends her world title against Rowdy Beck Rollins. Plus more Bare Knuckle Fights. Watch it live on pay-per-view. More info at BKFC.com.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yeah, in football, do you put more value in like quarter one versus two, three, obviously four times running out, but like, is there any one that's more important than the other?
I put the importance on Aaron Rodgers at the Jet now. Like, let's talk about that.
And are they, I think, a top five team now to get to the Super Bowl?
Easily. And I'm excited for him versus, and I tweeted this today, Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes is championship game. I'm excited for that game.
Do you like the fact that Joe Namath, he also played in the NFL?
Did Joe Namath play in the NFL?
Yeah, I was just helping you out with the names.
He also wore pantyhose, too.
But he was
did he smoke cigarettes?
He allowed.
No, that was Bart Starr, I think.
But he allowed. He gave his blessing for Aaron Rodgers to wear his number 12, which is the same number Aaron wore in Green Bay.
I hope so.
Aaron declined. It went to the throwback to his California Bear days. To where
number eight. Nice. So, dude, it's
So do you think there are numbers that should be left alone in the NFL? Like, if you're a new player,
yes,
or coming up, or a younger player, and there's a legendary number, like 99 should only be worn by...
No, it should never be worn.
By Warren Sapp.
Yeah, well, and that just...
okay, all right, well, we disagree on that.
Do you know who Warren is?
I do know who
Warren
is.
I'm just asking.
I do know who Warren is. There are certain numbers that should not be allowed to be worn, but...
Go ahead. Go ahead. How can you say that the number of the greatest Buccaneer of all time should be worn by somebody else?
Is Warren Sapp the greatest Buccaneer ever?
No.
In my opinion.
I don't think so.
In my opinion.
Okay, no, not Tom Brady.
Not Tom Brady. Who do you think? Well, you wouldn't know because...
It's not John Lynch.
No. No, go ahead.
I would put Tom Brady over John Lynch for greatest Buccaneer ever.
Okay, well, John Lynch and Tom Brady are not the greatest Buccaneers of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah, Tristan Wirfs, guys. I'm just messing with you. You're about to fire me next.
when who's the guy that wants to get traded? What's his name?
Devin White
wanted 40, and I don't know if he was talked out of it or, you know, if he made that decision, but no, 40.
Gerald McCoy has a claim for the greatest Buccaneer ever.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He zero does not.
Yes, he does.
He does not.
The gold jacket.
Yes, he does.
Does he have a gold jacket?
Not yet.
Well, hold on. I didn't ask that yet. He should. Well, I mean, we all should be paid $1 million a year.
Yeah.
We should, but we don't.
You should get paid $1 million.
Okay. First of all, until Gerald McCoy gets a gold jacket, in my opinion.
He will.
What makes you think that?
I played with him.
Yeah, but you don't vote, unfortunately.
And I'm being honest.
No, honestly, I know more of, you know, than some of the
Gerald
people that do.
Gerald should get a gold jacket.
But Gerald was great until
he is great.
No, he was. He's retired.
No, he is great.
Well, no, he's not playing anymore.
Yeah, but he is great. He's a great player.
No, he's a great person, maybe. He was a great player. He's not playing anymore.
Yeah, you're right. He's not. He's not playing anymore.
My thing is, including Tom Brady. And Tom Brady is the most obvious. You know, we said Peyton Manning was obvious, which it was. Until Tom Brady gets a gold jacket, he's not a Hall of Fame. He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, fair enough.
And what drives me crazy is when people list the greatest Bucs of all time. I'm not going to argue Derrick Brooks over Warren.
God, Derrick Brooks is good.
I'm not going to argue John Lynch or Rondé Barber.
Derrick Thomas is great, too.
Who?
Derrick Thomas.
Well, we're talking Bucs.
Weren't you with...
yeah, Chiefs, whatever. You know I'm a Chiefs guy. You know I'm a Chiefs, you know I'm a Chiefs guy. You know I'm a Chiefs guy.
What was the event you were at yesterday? Was that for Rondé's induction? Of the?
No, it was the Bruce Arians
Rondé
golf
got
tournament.
Inducted?
Where are you? What kind of radio?
This is a whole
no, kind of radio
I'm,
show
I'm
do you do?
Joking. Oh, okay. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Nobody follows
Rondé. I know Rondé got inducted.
You know what number he wore? You know what number he wore?
I don't care what number Rondé wore.
Do you know it, though?
25?
20. Close.
20. Rondé Barber's number should never be worn again. And especially if you're in the Hall of Fame, especially this team.
Gerald is a better player than Rondé Barber, and I'm just going to say that right now on this show, on public air. Gerald is better than Rondé.
All right, hold
he
on.
Always will be, and he forever is.
First of all, it's always difficult, as far as I'm concerned, to compare two different positions.
I don't think so.
Totally
I think
different
it's
positions.
Easy to compare.
You also, you didn't watch Rondé.
I did watch Rondé.
Can I finish?
Well, yes, you can. Sorry,
okay.
Sorry,
right.
Sir.
Thanks. You didn't watch. You didn't watch Rondé in his heyday. You watched towards the end of his career. Just like towards, are you going to compare Gerald's career at the end or when he was at his best?
I watched Rondé and Tiki, and I think Gerald is better than them both.
Can you tell the difference?
Yeah.
You can
one
tell
played,
the difference?
Between one played running back.
Okay.
Gerald's
one
tall.
One played corner, one played running back.
Gerald's tall. are you comparing Rondé to Gerald?
So
Gerald's tall and big.
I have told this story numerous times, so I'm in the press box. They're putting Rondé in the Ring of Honor. Rondé was doing the game because, you know, he would do.
They put Bruce Arians in the Ring of Honor.
Which like, is ridiculous.
God, it's insane.
No, it's totally.
And we agree on that.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just,
it's
insane.
Asinine. It's asinine.
It is.
So Rondé comes out of the elevator to get down on the floor as they're going to induct him into the Ring of Honor. And I've known Rondé since day one. You know, we're decent friends. So he walks towards me. I go and I hug him. I tell him how happy I am for him. Congratulations. And you know what he says to me?
What?
I'm Tiki. It was Tiki.
Can I ask you a question?
It was Rod.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. It's a talk show.
Who do you like more? Warren Sapp or Rondé Barber?
Oh, that's easy.
Like more is what?
Who do you think is a better player? Can I ask that?
Oh, Warren Sapp is the greatest Buccaneer to ever play.
I disagree, but okay.
That's what he thinks.
Okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
You asked an opinion. I think Warren is the best.
Okay.
You
think Warren is better than Gerald McCoy?
Okay. Let me speak slower. What's the language
in
Nigeria?
I don't think he is. Oh, there's so many languages. I don't think he is.
Okay.
Man.
Well, we're going to disagree.
As far as a buck?
As far as a buck.
I don't think he is.
I think, and I don't know, and I know we've talked about it, so that, John Lynch and Derrick Brooks talked about this, and they went in. It was early in, you know, the career of them playing in the NFL.
Yes.
And they went to Tony Dungy complaining about Warren Sapp. And, you know, Warren's out there, and Warren does his own thing, and Warren screams my name in the middle of practice and gets me in trouble, and, you know, he does all sorts of stuff. So John Lynch and Derrick Brooks are saying to Tony Dungy, Coach, you need to sit this guy down. You need to get control of Warren. And you know what Tony Dungy said?
What?
He looked John Lynch straight in the eye and said, we can win without you. He looked Derrick Brooks in the eye and he said, we can win without you.
Can't win without
that's 99. Why Tony Dungy has the greatest Super Bowl for the Bucs history. Greatest coach to win a Super Bowl.
See, he's just being
stupid. That's not correct, but...
It's not. Thank you.
You know.
Now, how do you feel about it? As a player that's been on multiple teams, when you come in,
Remember the bus. Right,
exactly. And that's your boy.
So guys, So guy's been on every team. Now here's but when you come in,
whose side are you on?
Are you going to make Caleb the jersey that Gaylord Perry used to always wear? I know you don't know who Gaylord Perry is.
Gaylord was the funny part.
Gaylord Perry pitched Major League Baseball for 409 years. Would use Vaseline, so he was cheating all the time.
I use Vaseline from time to time myself.
But he played on so many teams when they would do those alumni games across the country, and they bring his jersey had every team, every name of the team he played on the front.
You brought the guy who had the most teams played in Major League Baseball, the pitcher with the no-hitter. You brought him to the other restaurant. What's his name?
Edwin Jackson.
Edwin Jackson. Yeah. Yeah, the record.
I have no problem with. So what? It's a job.
Well, of course. No, I'm just saying. But when you talk about the Bucks 0-2 team, it was assembled by Dungy. It was Dungy's team.
Yeah.
And you're both wrong.
Should it be shared? Should the coach?
All right, hold on a second, idiot. why do you say that's Tony Dungy's team that he assembled when John Gruden brought in 24 players that were a major part of that win? Without Joe Jarvisius, Keenan Mark McCardell, and Pittman.
I don't think anybody cares what Tony Dungy. Not necessarily Dungy. Sorry. I don't think anybody cares what John Gruden did.
Well, it's because they don't like John Gruden.
No, I like John Gruden.
I love John Gruden.
Who gets the credit for John Gruden? Who gets the glory for putting that team together? And why doesn't
Tony
happen?
Dungy does.
But why doesn't it happen?
But he shouldn't.
But why doesn't it happen?
Why? Hold on a second. Why? Why? Why?
Why should Tony Dungy?
Why?
Because
what did he do?
He put the core players together.
He did?
Yes, he did.
What player did he put together?
All of them except the guys you like.
Well, hold on a second. He didn't draft Warren Sapp. He didn't draft Derek Brooks.
He taught them what needed to be done.
Did he? Is that what it was?
Yes, he did.
Is that what it was?
Ask Warren. Ask any of those guys.
Ask Warren. Warren will say John Gruden.
But why no other team?
No, he won't.
Yes, he does.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he has.
Tony taught them what needed to be done.
But why no other?
But he got let go because he couldn't win the big game. Correct?
That's debatable.
Well, then why did he get let go?
That's debatable.
What's debate? Come on.
Uh-oh. It's debatable. Like, Tony did his part. We're not going to argue on air.
No, but let me ask you two questions. How come no other Super Bowl team has this same? Because with the coaches shifting every year and the program changing over the years, like how come no other team other than the 0-2 has this controversy of which coach should get credit for that Super Bowl win? Because you don't see it in last year's Super Bowl. You don't see it in the year four.
Probably because, A, we don't do research here on Knockout Radio.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah, sure.
I know the Barber
Tom Brady 20. Or Bill Belichick.
Huh?
Tom Brady or Bill Belichick.
Well, I think. It's,
do you want me to answer the question first before you're thrown under the bus?
But that's a combo.
Let me answer your question. I don't know if a team has ever changed a coach and that quickly, won a Super Bowl the very next year. So the core, the players were there. Who? When did it happen? The very next year.
The Bucks and the Patriots. It happened with same thing with the Bucks.
What?
The Patriots and the Bucks. The same thing happened with the Bucks and John Gruden and
Well, Bruce Arians was here.
Okay, I understand Bruce Arians was here.
Okay, so the Bucks were saying with John Gruden.
Yes.
Okay, so that happened in New England.
Yes.
They brought in. I don't know. We don't do research here. So Bill Belichick won his first year there.
No, he did not. No, he did not win his first year there. Bill Belichick won with Tom Brady. We're saying the same thing, I think. We're just misconfusing each other.
Okay.
No, I was just making the point of no other team in the history I can remember gave the shared glory to two different coaches, even after a coach was traded or fired.
The Bucks defense in 0-2 was arguably the best defense in the history of the NFL. There's been some great defenses.
Yes.
Pittsburgh was great. Baltimore was great.
Yes.
That defense, Warren would always say, give me 9 points. Give me 12 points, we're going to win. The problem was the Buccaneer offense could never score 9 points. The entire offense of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was Martin Gramatica. When Gruden came in and he brought some receivers and he brought a running back and put the rest of it together, but what I've always said is take those 24 players, off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and they do not win the Super Bowl. They don't win the NFC Championship game. Because if you go back to that game, Jared Vicious almost single-handedly won that game. The game before, Keenan McCardell. I'm not saying other receivers couldn't have made that those catches.
That's why I think Rondé Barber is average.
Well, he's not a receiver.
No, but he's a defensive back, and I think he's an average defensive back.
You know, did he benefit being on the best defense of all time? Probably.
Yes, he did.
Probably.
Yes, he did.
Oh, it's just like Emmitt Smith.
Best running back of all time. I can name 10 running backs better than Emmitt Smith today.
Okay, I could have those guys stats. With your shorts on running through that line, I could have.
With those shorts on, exactly. I can have that many rushing yards. Yes.
You?
Yes, me.
You.
Yes, me.
2 yards at a time? That's a lot of carries.
Who has more rushing yards, me or you?
Do you have any rushing yards?
I do. I approve.
You have rushing yards?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Collegiate football rushing yards. I do.
Was it picking up a fumble or was it as a running back?
It was picking up a fumble.
He's like the Fridge Perry. He's like,
it was picking up a fumble. That didn't happen.
Yes. Mike Ditka's biggest regret in his life.
Was it?
Was that play. What? Let's hit a break. I'll explain it.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Rock Newman. And when I'm in Tampa, I listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back coming to you live from Tournament the Pizza inside the St. Pete Racquet Club. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Kentucky Derby draft. You want to talk about the boxing real quickly. The report came out on Stephen Bonner. And it appears, well, not appears, they said it, that he died. Well, I'm trying to be careful here, that he died of fentanyl, which is a major problem. I asked my wife a few questions, who's in the medical profession.
Your wife?
What?
I'm joking.
Oh, my God. You have been hanging around him a little too long.
You're right. Okay, go ahead.
Big anniversary.
What number does she wear? What did she play for?
She played for New England Deaconess School of Nursing.
Nice.
That's who she
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I'm going to shut up.
No, just that it was fentanyl, which, you know, is a major, major problem.
It is.
And, you know, I know I'm going to get in trouble no matter what I say. About
this is
that.
What's getting you in trouble.
Yeah, really. That's the line.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. That's it.
You know, when people make bad decisions, and I know he'd been struggling for years. I know he'd been in the hospital, and but Stephen Bonner was a semi-intelligent human. He knew what he was doing, and he knew that he shouldn't be doing what he was doing.
Well, I think it's much bigger than that. It's bigger than that. And it's because, look, I do a lot of work with the brain and the hormones and
Really?
I do. Pretty much like a scientist. I made my own Kool-Aid this morning. I put the sugar. But the point that I'm making is that,
have you ever been to the Renaissance Festival? You know, where it's like, it goes way back.
I think it's the Renaissance.
Okay. Well, he's the guy that kind of walks with like a, you know, a balloon, and all these people like zombies are following him. Like, oh, I believe everything Matt says. Let me get on the back of your truck. Swing to the left. Move your hand to the right.
The Renaissance Festival where you got those shorts. Like, nice.
Great shorts.
Speaking of the shorts.
Great friggin' shorts, man.
But the point I'm making is that, like, fentanyl is used a lot of times in the street narcotics of heroin because for pain management. Mm-hmm. So those that don't have health insurance in our country that can't go to the doctor, can't get the prescription the right way under care to get the proper pain medication. You're talking about a guy who came up in the UFC before it was what it is now with the money and the sponsorships and the endorsements. So these guys, their bodies are broken. You know this from playing football professionally.
Yeah, my body's broken.
Your body gets broken. And so when you get to a point where you have to self-medicate or
your body's broken too. With me.
That's true. Well, our trap bar is broken because you ripped it in half. But the point I'm saying is that when you get to that point and you start to self-medicate and you start to take things in your own hands.
It's not good.
These things happen. And I've buried employees for the same exact thing at the street
had
level.
Had nothing to do with the drugs they took.
Well, I just get away from me.
Yes. Your employees believed that death was better than being around you.
Yes. And that's where I got those shorts. Those are hand-me-downs. But I think it's tragic, and a guy of that level, I think the UFC should do more from the Performance Center to help these guys after care for longevity, for the end of the road. After they are done fighting for the organization, yes. I think there should be more done. You see it in the NFL. They're doing it for the CTE. They're doing it to be proactive to help.
Well, it's taken a long time for the NFL to help.
I think more should be done for athletes in general. Like, I really, really do. I think I can go on and on about this. It's just more should be done for athletes after they transition from the careers. And there's not enough. There really, really isn't enough.
Well, it looks like there might be some relief coming. I did see a report that.
And it's too late. You know, it's too late. Dude. You know, how many people could have?
But here's the thing. The IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, the world famous, elite athletes of the world that come to train to fulfill their dream of making it to the next level, has been sold for $1.2 billion. And it's going to include a global curriculum for education and sports athletics globally from Bradenton. So, maybe there will be some incorporation of aftercare and health.
I hope so.
Because things like this for Stephen Bonner, and how many tragic stories do we see with some of these legendary figures that, you know, they end up either taking their life or they end up.
It's one step further. It's how many have we not heard about? You know, we hear about, you know, the big time NFL players. What about the players that are playing in arena? You know, they're not known. They didn't make that kind of money. College kids, you know, that don't get the opportunity. I mean, it is a shame. And, you know, starting at whatever level you want to start at, high school level, where does the high school make the most of their money? I'm going to say football games.
Guys that I played with, Junior Seau, didn't play with him, but it's like, what's this dude's name? And I always forget things like this. Oh, my goodness. I'm blanking right now. Matt. Randy, oh my goodness, but like all this stuff happens to these guys, and it's just like it's not fair. It's like these guys should get taken care of when their career is over, and it's not okay that it's not, like, it's, you know, like,
well, I think the biggest problem here is when you live in the spotlight, when you make it to that elite level, you have like this fame and the spotlight and everything's taken care of, right? You're the star.
Yeah.
And then when your career is done, like, let's say that team no longer has value for you and you're no longer on a spotlight. You no longer have a blue check mark because you're not on a current roster. And so Twitter doesn't verify you, or when your ego gets involved. And
well,
then,
you have to pay for the blue check mark.
Now. Well, yeah.
You don't know.
Unless you're LeBron James.
We're not shitting on Elon Musk right now, because I love Elon Musk.
But shipping? We're not shipping on him?
First of all, I've heard you say a lot worse on this show.
But I think the point...
But yes, you're right.
But I think the point that is out there is that after a star player, after someone makes it to the top tier, like NFL, or there's nothing that's going to be above that. You can't get any higher. Major League Baseball, NHL hockey. And then you're left as like, you know, just to fit back into society. And the ego's involved. It's your mental psyche is involved. Huh?
It's impossible to fit in society afterwards.
I agree.
I think it's very difficult. And I think there should be more of debriefing to get back into, you know, how to like live life afterwards.
Well, they used to do it to a certain point. You know, I remember sitting in the equipment room of old One Buck, and they would, you know, put the teams through all these sessions, and, you know, they would bring, you know, like a female in and do the scenario. They'd bring a doctor in and do the scenario. And I don't know if they still do it today, but you can only teach so much. We've tried to teach you stuff and you ignore us. So it's the same thing. You know, like you're trying to teach. Unfortunately, when you guys first come into the NFL and they do try to, you know, you're 21, you're 22, you're making good money. You're not listening to them.
No.
You know, you think that you're going to play for 57 years and the day after, then you'll die.
I did think
right?
so.
Yeah. And so you don't pay attention to any of that stuff. You know, how many times...
I thought the same time you were getting them shorts.
What's wrong with these shorts?
You have great shorts, and I'm so into it.
I think you're looking at my legs, not my shorts, but it's okay.
Your legs look good, too.
You know, so that's the... You know, how many times do we talk about or you read about a player saying, my agent took advantage of me? You know, my management take...
Do they?
You would think by now...
Do they?
That when an athlete comes in at 19, 20, 21, that they would almost expect it. Like, that's what I expect from co-hosts, the same thing. You know, the same crap I've gotten over the past 30 years, and it's continued.
And then you found a star.
So, but when you first come in to the NFL, the NHL, whatever, it's not going to happen to me. I've got friends. So I'll tell a quick story. So a very famous comedian, I went to see him not too long ago. And I said, you know, what happened to X? It's like his best friend, his confidant, his most reliable. He caught him stealing from him.
Oh, wow.
This is his best friend, the guy who's been there amount of years.
We saw MC Hammer lose a fortune. I mean, like the paying for all the entourage, all the homies and all the people. And at the end of the day, there are certain points in your life where you may end up just all alone, that it all could be gone and it could just be you alone when it really hits the fan. And so for a lot of people, psychologically, it's very hard to deal with that. I thought those people were my friends, but you were paying all the dinners. You were taking everybody out to dinner. Like, and I'm sure you've seen it firsthand in the NFL.
That's why
you're going to trigger Randy right now.
Do what?
She's going to trigger you right now.
Well, no, I'm going to probably say what you know I'm going to say. Exactly. That's why when I get close to guys, you know, Caleb was a football player. I happened to meet him because he played football.
I think I still am.
He's current.
No, I'm just joking.
He's current. Joking. What number do you wear?
99. So it's always been important to me that when somebody does my radio show, we become friends. It's past just our media football. My radio show. I would reach out. You know, when the player left, Caleb left, I reached out. Jorge Diaz left, I reached out. Aaron Stecker. Because I don't care that you're a football player.
Alex Kappa.
I just talked to Alex the other day. Big news right around the corner.
That's what makes you great in this profession is that you do it from a human standpoint.
It's the only thing about this profession I like, you know, to be honest, is some of these relationships that you're able to make, which is
talk yourself up some more. Talk yourself. I'm just joking.
I'm taking these shorts off.
Wow. That's a different show. Where's our OnlyFans account? Get it ready. Let's get it.
I'm just joking. Go ahead, Randy.
No, I'm done.
You're talking good stuff.
I'm done. You both bore me.
What are you talking about? We're here to entertain you.
You love us both.
But not equally.
The only thing more disappointing than you taking your pants off right now is the Tank versus Garcia fight over the weekend. The Davis versus Garcia fight. They had this huge buildup. Boxing needed a star. Boxing needed a match. And
Tank
it just flat.
The ever-living hell out of him the other day.
And it goes back to the adage of how much of a weight cut is too much. Like, they put in hydration clauses in the contracts.
I think it's even in its what Randy has talked about as far as the hydration clause up until fight day, right? Like, when you get to the fight and like, okay, this is what I have to weigh on fight day. And Randy has talked about this a million times over. Like, you should weigh this on fight day when you go fight.
Yeah,
like, that's what you should be when you're fighting. And it's
Well, it was evident that it played a factor in this weekend's boxing match. And it's a shame because I had such a great buildup for two up-and-coming superstars to clash. And I, the fans got one of the ones that got robbed.
Top of the hour means break time. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Still need to talk Aaron Rodgers. Still need to get some ideas from our NFL expert as to what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will do. I'll be out there tomorrow night at Ray J.
At T-Swift.
And,
am I the NFL expert?
You are the NFL expert.
Oh, is that T-Swift?
This is
Stadium?
Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
You have to let that rocker drop. The oil down the desert.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.